Hey fans, if you're shopping for new flooring in April, the folks at Floors Your Home have got you covered. I'm here with Brian Kahn.
We really do, JMV. We just made a special purchase of 11 truckloads of first quality hardwood flooring that we're offering at an incredibly low price. We're talking 300,000 square feet in stock at Floors to Your Home. And this is first quality high-end hardwood flooring.
Brian, what's the incredible price? Tell us.
If your listeners mention the fan at any of our locations, they can get this beautiful new hardwood flooring for only 99 cents a square foot.
Did you say 99 cents a square foot for top quality, high-end hardwood flooring?
That's right, while supplies last. Plus, incredible deals on laminate, waterproof, and more every day.
And at Floors to Your Home, they have everything in stock, so you can take your new flooring home today.
Three convenient locations, Avon, Noblesville, and Brookville Road.
Who has the lowest prices on flooring plus top quality hardwood for just 99 cents a square foot?
Floors to Your Home, that's who.
Actor, comedian, great podcast, and from what I'd heard from Jake Query of The Morning Show, who was there last night, was sensational on the main stage at Helium Comedy Club. Michael Rappaport's on the Andy Moore Automotive Group Hotline. Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me, and I'm excited to be here in Indianapolis.
You, from what I heard last night, whipped a little ass. Well done.
We had a good show. Last night was a great show, and I'm looking forward to four more shows. There's two tonight, Friday, and two more Saturday. The crowd was really, really, really good, especially for a Thursday night. I was taken aback by just their energy and the interaction. And it's my first time getting to spend a little time here in the city. The last time I was here, not to bring up any bad memories for either one of us, it was 95 or 96, maybe 94. Yeah. It was for a Pacers Knicks game, and then that was just a very, very tense situation for everybody involved. I don't remember who won, who lost. Those series are all a blur. They seem to all be mixed together, but that was the last time I was here, so I'm happy to be here, on a lighter note.
HeliumComedyClub.com to get your tickets for tonight, tomorrow, to see Michael Rappaport. You're a longtime Knicks fan. Do you hold that rivalry in the 90s to high regard like we do around here? How do you view the 90s with the Pacers and the Knicks?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, we duked it out, and we won some, you won some. Reggie Miller, the Davis boys, my man Mark Jackson, from New York, from Brooklyn, New York. Chris Mullin was on that team, of course. Larry Bird and Isaiah Thomas and Jalen and the Duncan Dutchman, and of course the Knicks had our guys, and it was a lot of fun. 90s basketball was great, and younger times, simpler times, and it was a time when you had to watch the games. You had to show up and get home to watch the games, and you couldn't just catch all the highlights or the lowlights on the internet. And it's crazy because the 90s seems like this high tech, sort of time in our life. But compared to right now, it's like you still had to go home and watch the games. Obviously, the 70s was different and all that stuff. But yeah, of course, those 90s rivalries and 90s basketball as a whole was a great time.
Hey, Michael, this is Chris from Fox Sports TV here in town. Now, I don't know if this is a compliment to me or an insult to you, but I've been told on more than one occasion that I look like you. So we'll take that for what it's worth. But I will tell you this.
Let me stop you. On your best day, if you ever wake up and think you look as good as me, you should slap yourself and go back to sleep. Let's just be honest.
Damn straight.
on your best day, I don't care if you got a good hair day, you're well rested, and maybe you had a good day at the gym. On your best day, don't ever think you look as fantastic as me, Michael Rappaport. Are you kidding me?
Michael, I'm still waiting for my best day. It's been 50 years. I've not had my best day, and I don't know about this gym that you speak of. But I will tell you this.
Yes.
I've enjoyed your career, you've done so many different disciplines. And I was curious, you talk about the energy from the crowd you had last night and looking forward to another good one tonight. How soon, like if you're acting a scene and you've rehearsed, you know the energy that's coming back from the other actors. How soon can you tell what the energy is with a stand-up comedy crowd? And do you have to be prepared to dip and dive and react and maybe adapt your show that evening for what they're bringing you?
That's a good question. I think you can tell within the first 5 minutes. You know, sometimes within the first 5 minutes, you might, me or the comic might judge the crowd wrong. The crowd could be settling. The crowd could be happy to see you. The crowd could have an impression of you. There could be, you know, plenty of variables. They might not have their drinks. It might have taken long to get in. But I think, you know, within the first 5 minutes, you know what you're dealing with. And you adapt. You flow. You know, it's a very give and take, you know, responsive, you know, push and pull, thing, you know, going to see live comedy and, you know, of course, being the comedian. And, you know, for me, I take it very, very seriously and take it as a true compliment that, you know, people come out to see me perform live. And I try to leave, you know, blood on the floor, not literally, but just try to give everything I have to give a great show. Because, you know, in all seriousness, you know, there's so many things that people could be doing. And if you come to see me, I want to give you your money and your time's worth it. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I haven't really had any crowds that, you know, some crowds are more low key. Some crowds are, you know, less energy. But for the most part, you know, in all my shows, I've been fortunate to have a good, you know, good crowds. And, you know, in all honesty, Thursday night, you know, could sometimes be a laid back crowd. But last night at the Helium Comedy Club, we got off to a really good start. And I was surprised because I didn't know what to expect, especially on a Thursday in Indianapolis. But they were really good and responsive and with me, and the club is nice. And I'm looking forward to, you know, four more good shows.
So Michael Rappaport joins us. What do you find from city to city? People have their greatest memories of you, because Chris mentioned, Michael, that you have been involved in so many different disciplines. And, you know, you're somebody that loves music as well. You love sports. You've been involved in so much. Does it always, most of the time, go back to the films and the acting that you have done in the past?
You know, honestly, it's just all over the place. You know, I've done so many things. You know, it could be, you know, ranting about sports. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show. It could be something as simple as the episodes of Friends. I'm just happy that I have had all the opportunities to do all the things I've gotten to do for this many years, to be honest with you.
That is great. And the one thing that the line between, you know, everything is it comes back to sports. Obviously, this is a sports show, but so much pop culture references. And I love the fact that you talk about the rivalry with the Pacers. So many moments in our lives, you can remember exactly where you were and what that feeling was like at a sporting event, and you turn to the guy next to you. You don't know who he is. He's a different race. He's a different socioeconomic class. But you turn to this guy, and you're locked in that moment forever. The high fives, the hugs, and that's what I think is so great about at sports. You know, from a young age to an old age, that's something that really binds everybody together. Like, we've never met you, but we're sitting here talking about a rivalry that goes back, you know, 30 years with these Pacers and Knicks.
It's crazy, and that's the beauty of it. That's the insanity of it. You know, that's the fanatic part of it, and that's the, you know, the great ABC Wild World of sports, you know, opening. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Obviously, you always want to come out on top. But even if you came out on top all the time, it really wouldn't be that fun. You know, the losses, they stink. But, you know, the memories of the games. And it's not even about listening necessarily the details. It's the feelings. It's the camaraderie. It's like you said, you know, the being with the people, you know, being with complete strangers, being in a bar, being at the event, watching it at home, watching with your father, watching it by yourself. Those are the things for me that you really take away. I'm not one of these, you know, people that has a great memory for every single play from the third quarter of, you know, the AFC championship game or, you know, this, you know, Easter Conference final. But, you know, it's just really the camaraderie of being a fan, a fanatic.
He's Michael Rappaport. He's going to be on stage, Helium Comedy Club. That's later on tonight, then tomorrow night as well. HeliumComedy.com. To get your tickets right now, this is going to be fantastic. HeliumComedy.com. Get those tickets set up for tonight and tomorrow night right now. I love Zebrahead. I want to get back to that for a moment. That's one of my all-time favorite 90s films. But this is, to me, a compliment that I think is great for you. You have been involved in so many ensemble casts in film.
Yep.
With so many great standing-the-test-of-time actors today. But this is what I love about you. In all of those films, you stood out. You always stood out to me. And I think that's one of the best compliments you can have as an actor in ensemble cast films like that. When you stand out with the likes of Timothy Hutton or Matt Dillon or Brad Pitt or Christian Slater, that is amazing to me. Do you look back on that portion of your career and wonder, wow, that was about as good as it can get for me as an actor?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I don't look at it like it's as good as it could get, you know. All the opportunities that I've had, you know, and in those films with those great ensembles with, like, Beautiful Girls or Copland or True Romance, I have always been as excited to be there as fans would be to watch those movies. You know, I grew up a fan of films like everybody else. Before I even considered or crossed my mind to be an actor, I loved, you know, Sylvester Stallone. I loved Robert De Niro. I grew up as a teenager loving Matt Dillon films. So to be working with those guys, I'm hyped. And I am pumped to go to work. And I want to give everything I have to just give all my energy to be as genuine and as real as possible. And, you know, I want to continue doing that. You know, I've never really felt like I've had a day of work as an adult, as an actor. You know, I show up on the set. I'm excited every day. And you know, I'm excited for every show. You know, I still look at myself like I'm going to the destination. I don't feel like I'm at the destination. I don't feel like I'm there. I don't feel like I've made it. I feel like I'm just continuing to just be excited and pumped and humbly grateful to get what I do. That's really who I am. You know, my persona sometimes and the trash talk and all that stuff. But as far as the opportunities that I get, I mean, even, you know, like talking to you guys, ESPN Radio, like I listen to ESPN, you know, like, so when I'm talking to you guys, like, I'm like, oh snap, I'm on, you know, like I still feel that way. I still feel like a fan and just like sort of, you know, the guy going about his business and you know, going about his life. And I really appreciate all the stuff that I've gotten to do.
Well, it's great, Michael, is before we wrap up here, is we're all three about the same age. And true to what you said, you are a handsome man. But you can tell you're a good actor because there have been several of your roles where I hate your guts in some of those. Mm-hmm. Not your performance, but I literally hate you. And then that's just part of the craft. You're such a likable guy, but you're like, a character. God. So that to me is when you know you've made an impact on a movie, like John said. Maybe not the lead, but you steal some moments of that movie and you leave a lasting impression.
I you know, I appreciate that. I try to be as genuine. You know, I don't think I'm the most a technical actor. You know, there's different kinds of actors. There's actors that are extremely technical, you know, they're good with, you know, nuanced walks and gestures and character stuff like that. And I'm a fan of all those guys. Like, for me, my strength is to try to just be as genuine, as honest as I possibly can, and that is my goal. Every single time is to just be as genuine, as honest, and as tangible, whether it's a good guy or a bad guy. I want the character to be human as possible.
Well, I certainly wish we had more time because what an outstanding career. And we love certainly talking to you. But we are going to send as many people as possible to your shows tonight and tomorrow night at Helium Comedy Club. Michael Rappaport is with us. I Am Rappaport is the podcast, too. He does nearly everything. He's been a part of the Big Three with Ice Cube as well. Somebody actually just tweeted at me, Michael, and said that you gave him tickets for Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky for the Big Three, and wanted to thank you for that. So, yeah, it hell of a career, and keep this thing going. And I know you're going to entertain both tonight and tomorrow night. And if you're ever back in Indy, or if you ever want to come on in Indy to discuss sports, we're right here for you, man. But thank you very much for being a part of the show.
Absolutely. The next time I'll come in there, and we'll hang out long form. And I appreciate all the support and all the compliments, you guys. And, you know, enjoy this weather. It's getting ready to start getting nice soon, hopefully. And enjoy the playoffs and March Madness because it's a good time of the year.
You got it. Michael, thank you very much. Have great shows tonight and tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys.